sixth simon, simon vav, din birchas asher yotzeh v'lekai nesham perushe. One of the very important brachas that we have is the bracha of v'lekai neshama, sheyotzeh mipeis hakiseh, a person went to the bathroom, yivach asher yotzeh asher adam b'chochmah. We say this bracha asher yotzeh adam b'chochmah. Now the Shulchan Aruch will explain to us at length the idea of this bracha. We know it's important. If we want to have kavana, we have to stop what we're doing for a second and say the bracha. If we don't give the bracha time, we'll never have kavanah, because we're already going to be involved in our next thing afterwards. And this can change a person's life, aside from the school is for refuah. But the main thing is, we appreciate the amazing chasod that Hashem does with us. Yeah, so adam b'chochma, what's his chochma? Shabriya Sa'adim b'chochma niflah, this amazing chochma involved in the creation of mankind. If someone wants to get more knowledge, read a physiology book, and you'll be amazed that so many things we take for granted that are not simple at all, very complex. V'yesh b'falshim, Hashem shaguf doyme l'noyid, mole ruach, shum mole nekovim, k'lekam b'samach. The body is like a balloon full of holes, and it does not collapse. This is one of the chochmas. If anybody knows anything about lungs, it's an amazing thing that the lungs do not collapse, because it's a balloon that opens up constantly. So when you open up a balloon, all the air comes out. Hashem made a pillar that the air pressure in the cavity where the lung is a little less than outside. And therefore, as long as you do not make a hole in that cavity, then the lungs will remain. The second is a little hole in the chest, all the air pressure changes and it collapses. So the exact amount, right ear pressure that should stay up and work, is one of the ploim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and or the other yivarim, the way they stay in their position properly. V'yesh mifarshim, another pshat, so the Tosfos says, what's the chokhma? Shehizkim is a noisha she'adam arishon v'achar baroi. The chokhma Hashem means, chokhma means planned out. The person doesn't, a chokhma doesn't just do things for the present gain. He looks at the bigger picture. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chokhma over here was that he created all the food for the sustenance of the creation and for mankind before he created us. Nikovim, nikovim, chalulim, chalulim, holes and cavities. Perish, nikovim, rabim, yesh. What type of holes do we have in our body? We have a mouth, peh, v'choytim, a nose, pitabas, anus. All these are necessary for survival, so that the good things go in and the bad things go out. V'gam, bara, v'yivarim, rabim, chalulim. We have many hollow environment of bodies, like a lathe, it has to have a cavity inside of it for the blood to go in and out, the keres, for the meyayim, the digestive tract, the stomach and the intestines. These holes, one of the pshatim in is the mouth. One of the amazing nisim that we have, Every person who was alive went through this. When he's inside his mother's womb, he does not breathe through his lung. He breathes through the umbilical cord. And at the second he's born, suddenly everything changes. He starts breathing through his mouth. He has to stop crying. That's why some people have this girsa, not everybody. Say this girsa, even for 1 second or a few seconds, he would not be able to survive, because at that point of time, he won't be breathing. If the cavities of a body would have a hole in them, also, if the digestive tract would get a hole in it and the contents will come out, it will poison the body within a short period of time. Or the heart has a hole in it, the blood will come out and won't be able to pump properly. Another pshad that imi pasecha chodim oyis the same hem is shegvul yesh l'adam sheyicholim nekovim lisasim l'yomus. A person who doesn't go to the bathroom, there's a certain period of time that if he stopped up, it'll kill him. The chivin shavah shegvul yesh this kind of filah shoachas. Once he goes past that point, then he cannot survive anymore. Yeah. Okay. Since some of the holes we have are the holes where we urinate from, and the holes where we go to the bathroom, excremate from, Those are also mentioned over here when it comes to out of the bathroom. Chalivam achalulim shibasechon mehem or yisem yifasech echon mehem iyer shal liskayim hem akeris meayim. The cavities that have holes in them, if they have cavities in them, if they get a hole in them, one will die. Include the stomach and the intestines. So how shabe v'shevel zemi ein asiyas trochot. In other words, he's just saying that the concept that we're saying, that how important it is that what is open has to stay open, what's closed should stay closed, is directly related to going to the bathroom, and therefore we say it over here. One who wants to do further reading should read about the digestive tract, how it has different parts of it that different parts of that have completely different natures that have to be closed and open at the right time, otherwise they will. The stomach is full of acids and the intestines is full of alkali. So if they'd be open to one another, they would neutralize each other. They wouldn't work. The Efshar Oid Shemi Acha Shem Yoise Linakov of Yoise. There's another pshat, is the other way around. If he'd have to go to the bathroom too much, Shem Ovrak Vul Yomus, he could lose all his liquids and all kind of other things. You'd have to go to the bathroom too much. It's also bechlal shemi posech echad meim who v'havi shemi posech echad meim namei minyan asiyas trochem mamish. That if he's had to go to the bathroom too much, that could also cause him death. And we end up with the bracha with roifei choyle kol baser. Our gear says roifei kol baser Hashem shenekovim shebar boi leitzi pseilis macholo. The refuah that we're describing at the time we go to the bathroom is this refuah. When we eat food, there's all kind of things that are poison for the body or not healthy for the body. And this is the pella that Hashem put into our body, that our body automatically knows and has a mechanism to filter out what is not good. If all that stuff would remain in his stomach, he would die. But so also we refuah. This is one of the amazing things. Mankind has not come up with an engine that you just put food into it and it filters out only what's good to run the engine. But the engine of our body has it built into it. That's a roifei kol baser, the refuah that we're getting out the undesirable parts of the food. Umafli la'asayis. He does something amazing. So before, one of the perushim of the chokhmah was this, and now some rishonim, according to Rashi, this is going on mafli lasa. The pella is that we're like a balloon, and if you take a balloon and yasa other menoyd pinekim shechudah shel makay ruach yetsi, all the wind goes out. For other molly nekovim the ruach mishtameres b'sefer. We're full of holes, and the air inside of us stays in the proper position. I raise the pella. Another pshat of the avodram. This is this ability of a body to know what's good for it and what's not bad for it, and it's amazing when you learn more about this, how exact it has to be. Sodium is a drop off, something else is a drop off, a person dies. Everything's exactly measured by the body that Hashem gave us. Says the Rambah, another pele, a pele of humanity, is that we have our neshama, which is connected and interacts with our physical part. This is the Shem's the Reifel Shel Bosa that made it possible for the two to work together. Symbiosis. Ki oz ha'odem bekava bris, mish mosim mishtameres bekilbo. In such a way, he remains healthy and the neshama remains within him.